This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm honored to be speaking with Kara Johnson. Kara is the Prevention Education Specialist at the San Miguel Resource Center, the region's only center dealing with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, and her job is prevention education. And for that, she has been honored by the Rocky Mountain Public Broadcasting Service with an award. The award is called Be More Award. Kara is one of only three women in the entire state of Colorado to receive this honor this year. She will be honored at a luncheon in Denver on April 24th. Kara, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan, for having me.
You're welcome. So at what point in your life did you realize your calling was to help others to help themselves?
I'd say it's something that definitely developed as an adult through different sort of work situations that I've had. And definitely past experience, I guess, has really prompted me to take these issues on and feel like I really have something to bring to especially preventing child abuse and child sexual abuse. So it's definitely working at the San Miguel Resource Center has reconfirmed that for me.
Wonderful. Thank you. So you've been in Telluride for 4 years now. What brought you to town?
I love the western slope of Colorado, and I love southwest Colorado. I also love live music, so that was one draw. I spent some time living in cities and enjoyed that, but I'm from a small rural town and decided I like small town life, so Telluride seemed like a great progressive community to move to.
Wonderful. Thank you. And talk now about the yoga part of your life. You are a Kundalini-trained instructor. How does that training inform the work you do as a prevention education specialist for SMRC?
Well, I owe a lot of my own personal growth to Kundalini and specifically Kundalini meditation. My meditation practice really helped me progress in my own life and in kind of transform myself into a positive and happy and compassionate person. So compassion is definitely a requirement for this job, and I think that definitely plays a big role in influencing me and also just taking on my commitment to serving other people. So the two sort of go hand in hand there.
Thank you. So what other mentors, what other sources, curriculum sources, technology, media, have helped you tailor your customized approach, which tends to be holistic, that allows you to tailor your prevention education at each venue to the specific needs of that venue?
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to my coworkers at the San Miguel Resource Center. I work with five other women who are really, really dedicated to their work, super educated and informed and inspired to do really good work. So I've learned a lot from them personally, and, you know, they inspire me all the time in the work that we do and, you know, in all of us having sort of a common cause. I feel lucky that I get to work on the prevention end of things. It's really important that we have a crisis center for people who are in trouble, and I think it's really, really important to put a lot of work into preventing these things from happening because they are preventable. So I definitely get a lot from the people I work with. Other than that, you know, working in rural schools, definitely there's its own set of issues and things to consider there. And like I say, growing up in a rural area myself, I know that it's really important for the lessons that I teach and things to be relatable to the kids, you know, for them to be able to really grasp the concepts in a way that's familiar for them. And so I think that I've been successful in that. And also, you know, just using a variety of resources, whether it's videos from YouTube to, you know, evidence-based curriculum to just lots of different resources in terms of people bringing in guest speakers and using documentary films, you know, sort of like a wide range of things that I think the kids will respond well to. So it definitely depends on the age group that I'm working with, but, you know, it looks different depending on the age.
Okay, thank you. Another one of your responsibilities is coordinating Sexual Awareness Month. When is it, and what are the components?
Well, in Telluride, we recognize Sexual Assault Awareness Month in May. So we do that every year. I haven't lined up all of my events or activities for that yet. Last year, I worked with a high school student, and she and I developed a Sexual Assault Awareness Month campaign for the high school in Telluride. I'm hoping to do something at the school again this year. I'm planning on teaching another parent workshop on preventing sexual abuse, child sexual abuse, which I did recently, but it seemed like parents want more of that information. So I hope to do something with that as well. We usually show some kind of a film. We've been talking a lot lately about how there's been so much in the media about women in the military being sexually assaulted,
yes,
and lots of problems associated with that. So we'd like to develop an awareness campaign around that and see if there's some activism that we can bring and give community members a chance to be active in that as well.
Okay, wonderful. And finally, how does it feel to be honored for your work in such a high profile, at such a public fashion?
It definitely feels good. It could be a little intimidating, but it feels really good. And mostly I hope that it helps our program. You know, I hope that it brings more awareness to this topic and to the importance of prevention education. You know, sometimes people and schools are skeptical that it's really worthwhile. Because
right,
it's not a traditional part of the school curriculum. But we know that social-emotional skills are really, really important to teach to kids, and that's something that they're not always getting in school, and some kids are not getting that at home. And we also know that, you know, things like teen dating violence are way more common than people think, that, you know, educating kids about predators online is a really big issue, and sometimes parents and schools don't know how to deal with that. And getting people prepared, you know, especially young women ready to go off to college where rates of sexual assault are really high. So we know that it's really important because, unfortunately, the statistics on these issues are so high. So I hope that it brings more awareness to the importance of this kind of education and just helps our program in general.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for being so humble and so articulate. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Kara Johnson once more. She's the Prevention Education Specialist at the San Miguel Resource Center, and she is being honored justifiably. She is a winner of the Be More Award given by the Rocky Mountain Public Broadcasting Service. The actual honoring event is in Denver on April 24th. Kara, thanks so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to join us.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.